You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, a champion of justice, an enemy of the state.
I believe it's unfair. There's no human rights at all.
Found killed in cold blood.
An American journalist was murdered, and no one gave a damn.
Now, the years-long investigation, a recanted confession. Could it have been a hit? And who ordered it?
Greetings from the Golden Condor, Assad. Soldiers are everywhere.
A family's demands for justice and what the American government could do now.
There are some stories that live with you. And for me, it's what happened to Hala Barakat.
Azadi! Azadi!
An American journalist brutally murdered along with her mother in Istanbul, Turkey.
Didn't make sense. The pieces of the puzzle didn't fit.
There was blood splattered everywhere.
Authorities say that this was a crime of passion, but others believe that the evidence here points to something else.
Turkey can be a dangerous place for journalists.
The details are out there somewhere.
These women matter. They matter.
What happened to Hala and her mother, Aruba, would take me and an international team of journalists and investigators on a years-long journey around the globe.
Can you please describe the knife wounds that you saw?
There was really only one person who could tell us exactly what happened that night.
I'm gonna ask him directly if he killed Hala and Aruba.
You just say, I did not kill anyone.
I first met Hala Barakat almost 4 years ago when she came bounding into our New York offices, full of enthusiasm, a young journalist with a lot of promise.
Hala was just 23 years old and she was really just starting her career.
Hala was born in Raleigh, North Carolina when her mother, Aruba, was living with her cousin Suzanne's family.
Hala, which means beauty, was always so beautiful ever since she was a little girl.
If I could describe Hala in one word only, I would say that she was alive. In that she wasn't afraid of her emotions.
Hello, viewers. This is Hala Barakat, reporting from Istanbul.
Hala and Aruba moved to Syria and then ultimately settled in Istanbul, Turkey, where Aruba became a very vocal member of the Syrian opposition.
We will demonstrate here and we'll stay in camps.
Which was working against the regime in Damascus led by President Bashar al-Assad.
It is actually a very harmful regime and they don't really care about our people.
Azadi! Azadi!
They felt the Assad regime is brutal and there's no justice in Syria as long as he and his family have been in charge. Hala was last heard from her colleague. When she didn't show up to work, her colleague called her friends.
Paula's friend went to check on her, and there was no answer when she knocked on the door of the apartment.
So the police came, and they had a locksmith who opened the door, and that's when they saw the bodies.
There was a shocking video on Al Arabiya, and it just showed an absolutely grisly crime scene.
The bodies had been covered in blankets. Detergent had been sprinkled on the blood on the floor.
That seemed to be a way to conceal their odor from decomposition, which would give the killer or killers time to get away, days to get away.
It was suspect from the beginning.
There was no screaming heard by any of the neighbors.
I think it shocked the community. The Turkish media took interest, but the international media, it was just kind of a story that quickly passed through.
About a week after the killings, there's a break in the case. Turkish police arrested a young Syrian named Ahmed Barakat outside of Istanbul. He was a distant cousin of Hala and Aruba's, and he confesses to the murders.
Ahmed had only been living in Turkey for a few months. He'd been, by his own confession, struggling to support himself in Damascus after a stint in the Free Syrian Army.
Though Aruba barely knew him, she offered him help by giving him some work.
There is security camera footage placing Ahmed in Hala and Aruba's neighborhood that night. He's seen on the route to their apartment. The last time he's picked up is a few blocks away. And then on the morning after the murder, around 11 a.m., he can be seen leaving along a similar route in the opposite direction.
أحمد ما عنده المقدرة ولا عنده القوة ولا عنده الشجاعة أنه يقتل عروبة وحلا. أحمد إله علاقة بالجريمة لكن أحمد ما قتل.
What happened to them is so gruesome and horrific and unacceptable. Their lives mattered. And it matters that we know what happened and why it happened and to hold those people accountable.
Suzanne Barakat, a young physician in the San Francisco Bay Area, who was Hala and Aruba's cousin, took on the mantle not only of being the family's representative, but spearheading an effort to find out what happened to them. At those meetings, they promised that the case of Hala Barakat was a high priority for the Trump administration. And then there was a long period of silence where Suzanne heard nothing from the government.
No one following up with the families to see how they can be of support. No outrage from within the American government to say, what the hell are you guys doing? How is this permissible? Let's stay on top of it. Let's figure out what happened.
That's when our team got involved with Fariba Nawa and her colleagues at Reveal at the Center for Investigative Reporting. We obtained the Turkish prosecutor's report. Yeah. And one of the first things we find is that Ahmed's DNA is found under Aruba's fingernails. That's pretty damning.
According to the prosecutor's report, he eventually confesses through a court translator, telling investigators that he had killed Aruba in a dispute over money in a kind of crime of passion.
Aruba and Ahmed Barakat had an argument. It turned into a physical altercation.
Things got violent. She attacked him with a knife. He defended himself, killed Aruba, and that Hala, you know, witnessing all of this, wouldn't stop screaming, and so he killed Hala too.
You've got a confession, you've got DNA, you've got camera footage. It's a cut and dry case.
But when you look at that crime scene, it raises some obvious questions.
There's the detergent. Witnesses say that it was sprinkled wherever there was blood spattered on the floor. That seems like an unusually sober step for someone to have taken who's in the midst of a crime of passion.
There was this question from the beginning. Given how outspoken these women were and how professional the killings seemed to be, was this politically motivated? Was it a hit job?
So a few days after the murders, Aruba's Twitter account was hacked, and a picture of Assad and this kind of cryptic message appeared on her account. Greetings from the Golden Condor, Assad, soldiers are everywhere. Was this a clue or just a coincidence? Forensic experts who examined crime scene swabs say that foreign DNA was found under Aruba's fingernail, and that DNA matches Ahmed's profile. But the autopsy report says that no foreign DNA was found anywhere on Aruba's body. And so there's a contradiction there, and that's the only piece of physical evidence that actually puts Ahmed inside the apartment. But investigators, their first impression was that both women had been killed, quote-unquote, slaughter style, by a single cut to the throat. It's Muslim tradition for the family members of the deceased to wash their bodies before burial. And so Shaza, Aruba's sister and Hala's aunt, would have been one of the last people to see them. And so we called her in Syria to see what she remembers from that day.
Hello, Shaza. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
The Turkish prosecutor, in their report, said that each victim was stabbed with a knife in the front. Very deep stab wounds. You oversaw Hala and Dr. Aruba being washed for burial and prepared for burial. Can you please describe the knife wounds that you saw?
كان الجسم ما فيه طعنات ابدا غير بالرقبه فقط ذبح.
The autopsy reports are painting a picture of a kind of a wild crime of passion. Crime of passion.
What Shaz is describing sounds more like a sneak attack in a sense, surprising somebody from behind and cutting their throat.
More of a precise professional hit.
Absolutely.
Hey, my name is Pete Madden. I'm an ABC News reporter. I'm just I'm calling to book travel and accommodations to Istanbul. At this point, there was really only one person who could tell us exactly what happened that night. 11:20 tomorrow night. Okay, PM Turkish time. Yeah, let's do that. The convicted killer, Ahmet Barakat. Ahmet had appealed his conviction, and under Turkish law, if your case is under appeal, you can meet with a certified Turkish lawyer. So I decided to fly to Turkey to meet up with Fariba and see if we could track Ahmet down. So we're heading to the jail where the convicted killer, Ahmet Barakat, is being held. ABC hired a lawyer to go in and ask him a couple of questions. And so we're hoping today is going to be a big day. What are some of the key questions we're going to ask him?
I'm going to ask him directly if he was the one doing it or not, if he killed Hala and Oruba Barakat.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Don't be scared.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
At this point, we're outside the prison where the convicted killer is being held, Ahmet Barakat, a distant relative of Hala and Oruba, who authorities say killed them in a crime of passion, a dispute over money. We're finally about to find out his side of the story.
Sanya? Okay, that was fast.
He answered the questions.
Yay,
he did, yes.
Ahmet only speaks Arabic. Ahmet wrote out his responses, and we had a translator read them in the car.
You've been convicted of murdering Hala and Oruba Barakat. Did you do it?
And he just said, I did not kill anyone.
In his written responses, Ahmet said he was innocent of everything.
If you did it, were you alone? And his answer is, I didn't do it. And when I went to Oruba to visit her, I was alone. And the cameras did see that.
Okay.
Did anyone tell you to do it? If so, who? His answer is, I don't know anything. Why am I even involved?
Ahmet said he'd been coerced into a confession, thinking he would get a good deal.
Ahmet was now fully recanting his initial confession. At this point, we didn't really know what to think.
كان تحقيق جدا ضعيف. مع العلم وعدوني وعود حقيقية إنه يحصلوا القاتل، لكن ما وعودهم طلعت غير صحيحة.
Cotton's interview, I still think about that. He had a bracelet, a Free Syria bracelet that was actually taken from the crime scene and still had blood on it. On his shelf, he had a big photo album full of pictures of Hala when she was young.
Hala بنت طفلي صغيري أمورة كانت روحها مريحة الابتسامة دائما موجودة على وشها. تحب العالم كلهم وكل الناس كانت اللي بتعرفها لحالها كانت تحبها.
We spoke to confidential sources in the government throughout our investigation who cast a lot of suspicion on the Assad regime in this. But in the end, the FBI provided us a statement that said that the Turkish government had done a thorough investigation, they had elicited a confession from a suspect, and that the FBI had no further information to question the investigation done in Turkey.
It's pretty devastating. What does this mean as an American citizen if I were to travel abroad and something happened to me, something happened to you? I really hope that our government will take this seriously and realize that there are a lot of people who care about Hala and Dr. Aruba, and they are not forgotten, and we will continue to fight to find justice in their names.
I took our findings to Congressman David Price of North Carolina, who knows the Barakat family and has had his own questions about these murders.
Do you think the Trump administration dropped the ball on this?
I think this is the administration failing to pursue an important case. The answer is yes. We need to press for an investigation of the trial circumstances. It involves the State Department. It involves our diplomacy. And it involves some work with our supposed friends and allies in Turkey.
Hala and Aruba's case has been in limbo for a number of years, but there is a person at the United Nations, Dr. Agnes Callamard.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Callamard, how are you? Whose specialty is investigating the murders of journalists around the world.
What I can tell you is that I have received information regarding this case, and in the case of Mrs. and Mrs. Baraka, there are allegations that the work they were doing denouncing the violations by the Syrian government or indeed by Daesh may have been the motivation behind their killings. My objective is to determine whether the investigation has met the standard it should meet under international law. Was it effective? Was it impartial? Was it independent? Did it consider all the possible motivations behind the killings?
I feel like Hala Barakat is the forgotten American journalist.
Experts have said that killing a journalist is the ultimate form of censorship.
Maybe by continuing to dig deeper and turn over every rock, somebody will pay attention to what happened to them.
For more on Hala Barakat's case, download the audio documentary from our partners at Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX at revealnews.org. That's Nightline for tonight. Thanks for staying up with us. Have a great weekend, America.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.